Tony, any particular difference in looking at the Broncos with Tebow set to start than what you've been able to look at on video?
No, not really. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously teams don't change a whole lot of what they do in their approach, you know. You know, obviously with Tim, you know, the ability to move and extend plays, create the pot, you know, get out of the pocket, and of course his ability to run. You know, those are the things that you got to be concerned with there, but teams are going to do what they're going to do.
Coach, how did you react to Brandon Marshall saying he was going to get kicked out of the game and all the attention that went along with that?
That's old news. Happened last week.
How about you guys generally don't pay attention to what your marketing and promotions department, but what about the what were your thoughts on honoring the 2008 Florida Gator championship team with Tebow coming to town?
We have a player on our team that was part of that, Mike Pouncey. So I'm sure that it has something to do with that too.
Tony, how is Brandon fit in your offense? Are you happy with the way he's playing?
Our offense. I mean, he's caught an awful lot of balls, you know, in his year and some here. So, you know, had a bunch of yards last year and is off to a good start right now. One of the leading guys in the league, I think, at this point in time. And, you know, he's done good things for us. I mean, I really enjoy coaching Brandon. He's been really good for us and, you know, has certainly brought a lot of excitement to our offense.
What'd you think of Matt Moore last week or Monday?
Oh, Matt did a good job in the ball game. I mean, I thought that he came out and, you know, in a hard environment, a really tough environment to play in the first time that you're out there. And, you know, he handled, you know, some things really, really well during the course of the game. Got us off to a good start, you know, and bottom line is we didn't make enough plays to win the game.
Coach, I know Reggie Bush wasn't able to finish the game. How's he looking, and you expect him to play Sunday?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see where we are right now. I mean, you know, as we go into the week, but you know, we'll see how it goes.
The Broncos are going through this too, Coach. What's the most difficult thing about starting so slow?
Well, starting slow. I mean, obviously, the most difficult thing is that time is not on. Doesn't end up on your side. So, in other words, you're 0-5, and you know. As you look at it, you know, each week that goes by, you know, you never know at the end of this thing how many wins it takes, you know, to get teams to where they want to be. But in our division, you know, we got, you know, several outstanding teams, certainly, and, you know, one of them is, you know, is the Patriots, and, you know, they're off to out, you know, a tremendous start, of course, Buffalo and the Jets, and, you know, so you just don't know how many wins it's going to take, and you can't keep giving away opportunities. So that's the most difficult thing. I think the other thing is, you know, when you're trying to validate a lot of the things that you're doing as coaching staff and, you know, with your players, the only way that you can do that sometimes is through a win.
Do you feel like time isn't on your side, or do you think the Dolphins organization will give you time to do what you need to do? You feel
that's
like
not the question that you asked me. In other words, the question, and the question, the way I answered the question, didn't have anything to do about time on my side, okay? It had to do with being 0-5, and we want to be in the playoffs, and the fact that you only have 11 opportunities left, so you don't know how many wins that's going to take. Some teams do it with 9, shoot, some did it with 7. Well, that's not going to happen around here. 7 wins isn't going to get you in, so you know, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Tony, do you think it's tougher as a head coach to make a change at quarterback than any other position?
Yes, I think it's the toughest to make a change because I think that it comes, you know, I mean, obviously the quarterback position, you know, comes with a large responsibility and whether, you know, whether most quarterbacks are or are not leaders, they are assumed leaders because of the position that they play and the responsibility that they carry. So, you know, I think it becomes a difficult move. You know, it's a lot easier to move out a guard, you know, certainly than it is to move out a quarterback. And, you know, those guys, you know, the quarterbacks are under the eye and, you know, under a microscope. And I think that's what makes it a hard decision.
Tony, do you feel fortunate that Brandon Lloyd got traded this week?
He's a good player, but they got a lot of good players, you know, in Denver. And, you know, I mean, watching their offense and watching, you know, the weapons that they have, you know, I mean, I certainly, you know, I think that those guys are, you know, they got a really good group. I mean, this Eddie Royal and these people, and, you know, I mean, McGahee, you know, I've obviously played against him several times, you know, and just watching this group play, you know, I mean, they got some explosive people, and now with the quarterback and the way he runs and, you know, and he extends plays, that makes him really, you know, really more explosive. I mean, this, you know, this team scored a bunch of points right now.
Tony, it's looking back a bit, but how close were you really to getting Kyle Orton there?
I mean, I'm not going to get into that conversation.